The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Play the music. I love it when an email starts with the person is the most unselfish person I've come across in my life. That's a really cool way to describe one of your best mates.
Yeah.
Which is the way that
Brendan Pretorius
describes the person in this wish. It also touched my heart because somewhere inside of me is a chef that wants to come out.
Yes.
In a manner of speaking.
You've always had a love for the chef's industry and for cooking, and you've done so much work in that industry and raising money and feeding schemes and.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is something that's very close to my heart. So, Sam, won't you take it from here, because you are the person who has got hold of this particular Christmas wish respondent's wife. Yeah.
That's right. So before we speak to Melissa, just briefly, what Brendan told us is he said that he met Michael when he was an executive sous chef at the Airport Sun. He said at that stage, Michael was 17 years old. He arrived at the door with a passion to become a chef, started working on his off days for free until one day he was awarded a learnership. And at that day, he was the breadwinner, and he used to ride his bicycle to and from work, no matter what times the shift was. Anyway, a couple of years ago, he married Melissa, and he has this huge passion for being a chef. And then 15 weeks ago, tragedy struck for Michael and his family. He was on his way home at night. He came across a lady whose car was stuck on the highway. And as you said, the wish starts with, the person is the most unselfish person I've ever come across.
Yeah.
Michael stopped to offer help to this lady, and he parked in front of the stuck car to try and help her. And Brendan said while he was getting stuff out of his boot, standing between the two cars, another person rode into the lady's car at speed, and he was crushed between the two cars.
Yes.
Melissa, good morning.
How are you?
We are fantastic, but tell us about Michael. Tell us about his injuries, what you have gone through.
Well, sorry for the tears already. Yeah, when he was crushed between the two cars, he broke both his femurs, his left legs. Then his bottom leg and on his left leg, the tibia and fibia got out everywhere. It shattered. And then on his right leg, his hamstring popped out. And with the impact as well, he hit his head against his boot.
And he spent a lot of time in hospital, hey, Melissa?
He was 26 days in ICU, and then for another 2 months he spent in hospital.
And Melissa, how's he responded to the treatment? I mean, I know it's been very intense. How's he coping with it?
He's actually doing really well. He's now currently in a rehab, and yesterday he started walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he started practicing walking more on his right leg because the doctor said he doesn't want to put too much pressure on his left leg since the bones aren't healed completely. Mm. But he's doing amazingly well.
But he's the breadwinner, hey? He's the one who brings in the most. Yeah, so you've gone through a tough time, and he's not working at the moment.
He's not working, and he's not getting any income at the moment.
Where is he employed at the moment?
He's currently a private chef for a guy in Alberton.
Okay, so he's working privately in the industry.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a private chef.
Okay. Listen, Melissa, we realize that we can't help out with all of the problems that are around, but we'd like to try and help out over this Christmas period.
And I think we've got Michael on the line as well. Do we get Michael up on the line? Chat to Michael.
We're going to chat to Michael. Okay.
Michael speaking. G'day,
Mr. Sreidom.
Yes, sir.
It's Jeremy Mansfield calling from Hot 91.9. How are you, my bud?
Hi, I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm all right. We've just heard from Melissa that you started, you got out of bed and started walking yesterday.
Yeah, fantastic news.
Yeah, that is fantastic news, Michael. Listen, Brendan Pretorius sent us an email about what happened with you, and we were very touched by the story. I think what touched us, Mike, was the fact that, and Melissa has reiterated it, the fact that you are, as Brendan said, the most unselfish person he has come across in his life. You stopped to help somebody who was in distress, and that's why you ended up where you are. As a result of helping somebody out, and we love people who help other people. And I know that we can't, as I was saying to Melissa before we phoned you, we can't make everything come.
No.
We can't make all of your wishes come true.
If we could wave a magic wand and make you better, I promise you we would.
But we can't do that. What we can do through Hot Cares, though, is we can relieve your situation for the next 3 months and take the financial burden off of you.
Great.
We know what your expenses are. And Hot Cares is going to be covering those expenses for your next 3 months. I'm not going to reveal the amount because that's very personal. For the next 3 months, we want you to concentrate on your rehabilitation, and we want you to make sure that you don't have to worry about what's happening at home. So we'll take care of the home fires, from a Hot Cares point of view, so that you can concentrate on what's important right now. And what's important right now is you getting back on your feet so you can get back to work and start supporting your family once again.
That's just, you put a smile on my face like you want to leave, eh?
Michael, if that's all we can do, that's the best news that we've had today. Right.
That is like the best news I've had all my life.
Well, except when Melissa said I do. I mean, I think we should just put that up there.
Melissa, Michael, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, and Michael, we wish you all the best in your recovery and your rehabilitation.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, my
bad. Really,
thank you so much for everything.
It's a pleasure. Pleasure, Melissa. Give the babies a kiss from us, okay?
We will do that. Thank you so much for everything.
It's a pleasure. And you can thank Brendan Pretorius, who sent that wish through to Christmaswish at hot919.co.za. And you can do the same thing. And achieve the same thing on behalf of somebody who needs something. There you go. Another Christmas wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.